From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Order Up, digging into Northern Michigan's diners.
You kind of have to have good food when you're out in the middle of nowhere on a dirt road.
A new series about diner food, diner culture, and diner people.
I enjoy it. It doesn't matter how little sleep I get. I'm up at 3 o'clock on Saturday morning to get in here, make those cinnamon rolls, get the biscuits going.
Today on Order Up, we stop in Bear Lake, the Bear Lake in Kalkaska County. That's where Shirley Tracy is keeping the art of home cooking alive in the woods. Peter Payette paid her a visit.
There's an old map hanging on the wall inside Shirley's in the Woods Cafe. It looks like it was made for tourists who came to eastern Kalkaska County years ago. Shirley Tracy says she bought it long before she owned this restaurant.
This is Bear Lake and Cub Lake and everything. We are right here.
But the map's been changed. Her daughter made the cartoon fisherman look like Shirley.
She put me on the map. Isn't that fun? You see that? From this old map from like 1950s. This little fisherman up here turned it into a Shirley.
Shirley's wearing a white t-shirt under a black apron. She has short red hair and wears glasses. She spends a lot of time in the back of the kitchen, baking and prepping food on a stainless steel counter. Today, she's using her grandmother's recipe for cinnamon rolls.
I rolled those out and you can see that they're ready to start. So all I'm going to do is turn my oven on and set my timer.
Shirley's family's been in the restaurant business around here for a few generations. It started when her grandmother bought a cafe in Mancelona after World War II. But that didn't mean cooking was important in Shirley's house.
My mother's idea of a holiday meal was the most beautiful cookies and candies that you ever tasted or laid your eyes on. Beautiful. Dinner was a pressed ham and boxed au gratins. And if she was really doing it upright, you'd have boxed au gratins and instant mashed potatoes. And that's just how she cooked.
Shirley wouldn't call that cooking. In fact, she can't stand the idea of eating potatoes from a box. Pretty much any processed food is upsetting to her. Even the few items she grudgingly keeps on her menu, like American cheese.
If I had my way, I wouldn't carry it. But the customers love American cheese. In fact, when they like order a vegetarian omelet with American cheese, sometimes I'll yell at them out the window and say, are you serious? You know, because, or they want an egg white omelet made with American cheese. They might as well not bother. It's silliness.
Shirley took an interest in food while working at a restaurant in Traverse City back in the 1970s. It was called the Beef Tree. And as a server there, she tried lots of foods she'd never heard of, like borscht.
I ate snails there. I never dreamed that people ate snails because I was raised in such a small town.
Shirley now owns two restaurants in small towns in northern Michigan. The original Shirley's is in Mancelona, and she tries to make everything from scratch, including her bread.
I got 7 cups of wheat flour in here, and I'm going to put 8 cups of white flour. Then I'm going to locate my yeast, which is right under my nose.
This is a new recipe. It includes pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, and spices like turmeric and cumin.
I haven't quite decided on the name of it. I want to call it either cumin get it or cumin seed me. My waitresses are really annoyed with that idea because then they're stuck saying this stuff and it drives them crazy, the stuff I think of.
Shirley's in the Woods is about halfway between Kalkaska and Grayling on M-72. The cafe is right next to the Blue Buck. That's a grocery store with a statue of a royal blue stag on the roof. Her customers are a mix of locals and people who come to this area to hunt and fish or snowmobile or paddle the Manistee River. Shirley says it can be a tough place to push more exotic foods, like bread with flaxseed and cumin. But she pushes, and she doesn't accept the answer, I've never had that. She says she'll even go around and spoon-feed people samples to get them to try new foods.
They love it. I think you would have to be older to do that. But they love it, and it makes them feel, everybody loves to feel special.
Shirley Tracy started working in restaurants almost 50 years ago, and she only left the food business for 6 months to sell furniture. She says this work has taught her to believe in hospitality.
When I was young, this shouldn't be on, by the way, what I'm about to say. When I was young, when I wanted to look good, I would wear tight pants and high heels. Now I walk out there with a big old tray of cookies, and that's how I look good. So.
And are you serious? I can't put that in my story, what you just said. I thought that was very charming.
Oh, well, then that's fine. That's fine. My children will be mortified.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette in Kalkaska County.